This is Toronto, and it's a city of people who truly care about the environment. There are those who do the little things like turn off the lights when they leave a room and take public transit, and there are those who try to do a little bit more. For example, there's the Responsible Business Group, a Toronto-based firm that is committed to raising awareness for environmentally and socially responsible businesses. The group is also responsible for the GoGo Green program. Now, originally, GoGo Green was a discount savings card, but as you'll hear from Daniel Kay, the manager of business development, GoGo Green has evolved. Daniel, in your own words, describe the GoGo Green card.
Well, the GoGo Green card was a concept that was developed by myself and a colleague of mine. It was initially developed as a local savings card for environmentally and socially responsible businesses. But the concept has actually evolved since we developed the Facebook group. Right now, GoGo Green has actually become a private label brand that is used to power or to endorse different membership-based cards around the city. Currently, our first client that we're doing this with is actually the City of Toronto, and we're powering the Live Green Toronto membership card, and what we're looking to do is expand that into other different types of cards. For example, the TTC Metro Pass, because, you know, local transit is inherently environmental, and other cultural type things like the ROM, for example, there's a membership card there, so we would look at partnering with them, and then you have the Science Center or different gym memberships. So GoGo Green has changed from a card now to a private label brand.
So how does it all work?
So the way it works is consumers would get a card, so we'll use the Live Green Toronto card as an example because that's currently the card we're working on. It's a free card. You get the card at any of the participating retailers or at different festivals and environmental days around Toronto. One of the days most notably coming up is July 25th and 26th at the Live Green Toronto Festival. You basically get a free card, and you use it at participating stores around the city, and you get discounts, very similar to the SPC-style card, just a local discount card.
And what are the benefits of having the card? What do people get out of it?
The benefits of having the card are initially the savings. I mean, most people concern themselves with the savings, but the most profound part about having the card is that every time you actually use it, you are benefiting the environment, and you are benefiting local retailers that reinvest those dollars locally. So that's the most important part of using the card. Every time you use it, you're benefiting the environment, and eventually what's going to happen is this program is going to evolve, and every time you use your card and support the card, you help build the infrastructure for a program that's going to be developed hopefully a year from now, that's actually going to allow consumers to mitigate their own carbon emissions while saving money.
Mm-hmm. And what about the businesses? What do they get out of it?
Benefits to the businesses is there's various benefits. First, it's free for businesses to enter into it, so no cost, there's no barrier to entry. As soon as you enter into the program, you become part of a program that is promoted citywide through various media outlets, both in print, online, on television, on the radio, and through different festivals and trade shows. Becoming a part of this program opens you up to a network of new, loyal, affluent customers that are looking to align their values, the new values-based consumers, along with the different values of businesses. So more than simply the bottom line and the price of the products, but really the environmental and social implications that go into the business operations, products and services, and their commitment to their local communities.
Now you have this item that coincides with GoGo Green. It's the Responsible Business Directory. How does a retailer or restaurant become a responsible business and get listed in the directory?
Well, the Responsible Business Directory, yes, that's essentially our guide for the card itself. That's how you find out which businesses are accepted. And the way a business would become a part of this network is initially all of the businesses are pre-qualified, so we have different prospecting lists that we've gathered that we use to identify businesses that would pass through our assessment and through our screen, because not simply any business can come on board. It's an exclusive group of businesses that can actually be a part of this network. And so some approach us, but generally we seek them out and we find businesses through different stuff. We run focus groups and a lot of market research to find out what businesses consumers want to see as part of this program. And so then we follow up based on our demographic research.
And what businesses are involved with the program already?
Currently, our program has not launched yet, so we're not at liberty to disclose what retailers have come on board.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a large and growing list of some of the finest businesses in the Toronto city.
And out of curiosity, Daniel, when you approach businesses about being part of the program, do you find that these businesses sign up because they truly care about the environment, or are they signing up because they feel being environmentally friendly is very trendy and they simply want to have a good image within the community?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, yes, there has been a growing debate about a term referred to as greenwashing. And so what I can say to you is that, as I mentioned, we pre-qualify our businesses, so we use existing environmental membership-based directories to go to businesses that we know are already doing something environmental. So when we approach them, 99.9% of the time, or 100% of the time, these businesses really, really care about the environment, and they're looking to do their part because they understand that applying these sustainability strategies to their daily operations really is good business. It increases their profits, it lowers their costs, it improves their employee morale, it improves their brand, their image, their reputation, like you mentioned, but there's real bottom line benefits that are part of running your business along with environmental and social values.
Now, you had the Facebook group for GoGo Green, and you had a special plan for whenever 1,000 members join the group. So could you just tell us about what happened when you get, 1,000 members and more?
So every time 1,000 members joined the GoGo Green group on Facebook, what we do is offset 1 ton of CO2 emissions from the atmosphere. So what a carbon offset is essentially any time you do anything in life, whether it's drive a car, get in an airplane, order food, there's a certain amount of carbon emissions associated with that. And when you buy a carbon offset, what you're doing is producing or investing money into a renewable energy project that will produce an equivalent amount of carbon as you then are creating. So you're basically offsetting the carbon by producing an equivalent amount of renewable energy in the atmosphere. So every time 1,000 people join our group, we offset 1 ton of CO2 from the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, Daniel, if people would like more information about the card and the program, where can they go?
Right now, you can go to one of two URLs. You can go to gogogreen.ca if you'd like to pre-register for your card. And launching July 25th, you can go to livegreentorontocard.ca to pre-register for your Live Green Toronto card as well.
Well, that sounds great. Daniel, thanks so much for taking the time out, and best of luck with the project and the program.
No problem. Thanks so much, Eric. Have yourself a great day.
Daniel Kay is the Manager of Business Development for the Responsible Business Group. For more information on the GoGo Green program, please visit www.gogogreen.ca. And as Daniel mentioned, there's also livegreentorontocard.ca, which will launch on the 25th. This is Toronto, a podcast dedicated to the arts and culture community of this city. My name is Eric Rosenheck. I want to talk about Martin Streak for a little bit. As you know, he was a DJ on 102.1 The Edge for many years. He was one of my favorite DJs, and unfortunately he passed away last week. Martin was a big influence on me, and he's one of the reasons why I got involved in radio and do shows such as this one. So, here's to you, Martin Streak. Rest in peace, and thank you for everything. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com, and don't forget about the Facebook group. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.